It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Byrd, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's wonderful to have you with us. Men on Boats. Ironically, it's led by an all-female cast, and it's a true-ish story of 10 explorers on 4 different boats, guided by a one-armed captain. You have questions? I do, too. That's why Brianna Carradine is here. She plays the role of Brady in Men on Boats. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Tell us about this production, Men on Boats. What is this about?
It is just the, like you said, kind of true story about the Colorado Expedition, where they went and tried to figure out how to get through and find the Grand Canyon and see how magical that is. And we just happen to be all women playing these men in history. So it's just a lot of fun.
That's very interesting, too, because right now King Lear is being played by a woman.
Which is also awesome.
A huge deal as well. How does this work? We have 4 different boats. Is it taking us through several different jaunts through history?
It is taking us on the entire expedition, which spans over several months, which it took to get through that. But we're doing it in about an hour and a half. but we have different scenes where we're showing the different types of like ways that they'd have to get through, like over waterfalls and steep slopes and lots of rocks, and how they navigated that. And so it requires some suspension of disbelief because we're obviously not in boats and on water, but we are doing our best to make you believe that. And I think you will, but when you watch it and with the magic of lights and the set and all of the stuff we're doing, you'll feel like you're on that journey with us.
In addition to what I would call theatrical special effects, which is to what you're referring right now, what are some of the overriding themes, if you will? What do we learn about these people as they challenge themselves and challenge the equipment of the day and the technology of the day to conquer this?
I think that we really learn that people are people, and people respond to everything a little bit differently, and that some people are up for a challenge and some people are about survival and preservation of themselves. And so that's a big overall thing. Is the ultimate thing is to survive, but are we going to survive by ending this trip? Are we going to survive by making it through this trip? So every guy in the show, all of the women that are playing these guys, have a different journey to get through by the end of it. And it's about how they take their journey to get to the end of the show.
It's obviously a conceptual choice to cast the show with all women. Mm-hmm. Any talk about that and what that brings to this story?
On our first rehearsal, we had a gender workshop led by Sarah Brown, which was really incredible, and just kind of talking about the differences in like how you stand and how you present yourself in gender. And then we just kind of went pretty deep into it and tried to find our own version of that guy that we're presenting, because not all guys are the same. Not all guys are burly and manly, and some guys, like my character, is really young and kind of naive and very excited. And so we discuss a lot about that, about how a man would approach this situation, but why it's important to keep our female mindset in that when we're doing this, because it was obviously a choice to have women play these roles, but they are played as men. So we kind of go back and forth about that a lot at rehearsals. We try to go a little further with our men stuff sometimes and see how far we can push it, and how sometimes we'll have to pull it back a little bit just to figure out where that happy medium is to tell the story the way that it's supposed to be told.
Sure. The show opens May 3rd at the Howard Drew Theater at the Omaha Community Playhouse. And of course, information can be found at omahaplayhouse.com. Through the course of rehearsals, what has been something revealed to you, or something that kind of caught you by surprise, or was kind of a neat thing to have happen during the course of this?
You know, we do a lot of stuff in the boats, and I guess even before I auditioned, I didn't realize how much of action there was going to be in this show. And even if we are mostly standing still and not actually in boats, we feel that workout by the end of it because of how much we're pretending, how hard we're working and to make that happen, and how cool it will look when the show is up with everything, like we're actually on these boats. So that was just like a fun discovery every time that we do it, and how also boat terms, that was so fun to learn. Like, we use the word bank a lot, and now I know what that means, so that's super fun.
Oh, that's really wonderful. Yeah. That's great. Is this one of the most fun shows you've done?
It is, absolutely. It's so fun, and the team who are collaborating and making this happen make it even more fun, and the girls in the show are all really great, and we're just having a lot of fun making this show happen.
That's magnificent. She's Brianna Carradine. She's playing the role of Bradley in the production of Men on Boats. It opens May 3rd, runs through the 26th at the Howard Drew Theater at the Omaha Community Playhouse. You can get more information on this at omahaplayhouse.com or by calling 402-553-0800. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. It was nice of you to take the time. Morning Edition continues right here on KIOS FM.